I travel every year to Lourdes with the Dublin Lourdes Choir, of which I'm director now for the last 20 years. And I felt that I wanted to make some contribution to the celebration of the special Jubilee year in 2008. And what better way to do it through music, which is very much the medium in which I work a lot of my time, but also it is the medium through which I received a lot of graces through not just my visits to Lourdes with the choir, but even the interaction with the choir and the graced moments that we share together, apart from the times that we're singing. I also felt that it would be a good opportunity to tell the story of Lourdes, perhaps to people who had never been there. And by putting the story and the music and reflection together, that would serve as some kind of even opening up of the story once again. Another thought, and it's very strong in my mind, is about people who have been to Lourdes maybe even only once, or perhaps they went there very, very regularly, but can't do so this year, maybe for financial reasons, illness, old age or whatever. But I'd hoped that this CD would actually transport people to Lourdes by the familiar music, but also the familiar story of the apparitions itself and the reflections. And I suppose this was sharpened a little bit for me in 2005. It was very end of August, and we go the 7th or the 12th of September, and I ended up in hospital, not able to travel. All the music was ready, everything was done, but I just couldn't go. And I lived every one of those days wondering where they were, what they were doing at this particular time, what celebration was on. So I know what it's like not to go to Lourdes. And I hope that this CD maybe would be a bridge for people who'd like to be there this special year, and that they can join in the celebrations through listening to the music and the prayers.
Now, I know that you've put great thought into the music. Are there any particular parts of the music that will immediately transport people? I'm thinking of times like the Torchlight Procession and times like that. So if they were just to pick one track.
I suppose the opening, I borrowed the actual bells of Lourdes from a recording by Monsignor John Maloney. He features on it, one of his tracks. He tells one of the stories of Lourdes. But I borrowed the actual bells that anybody who's there would recognise straight away. And I suppose the opening musical song is the bells of the Angelus. And what's, I suppose, different for us is we sing it in English, we sing it in Irish, and we also have a verse in French, which gives the kind of universal flavour that you get at the Torchlight Procession.
Now, this year is, of course, very significant in Lourdes, isn't it?
Already the celebrations have begun. Well, they began on December the 8th, but at the 11th of February, the 150th celebrations gathered people from all over the world. I believe it was quite a stunning event. And right through the year, Lourdes will mark in different ways through the various spiritual themes, different aspects of the message of Lourdes. And we're hoping here in Ireland to mirror that in some way by picking out just some significant dates through the year. For example, peace is a very clear message of Lourdes. And this year on the 15th of August, we'll mark the 10th anniversary of the bombing in Omagh. And I think it will be a perfect occasion for us all to stop and reflect and give thanks for the gift of the peace that we now enjoy.
But you've been to Lourdes so many times. What is it that strikes you, and why do you think it is that people keep on going back?
I think it is the sense of peace. I know for those of us who travel, who are involved in the music program, it's not just the music. Everybody is making their own personal pilgrimage. And I suppose the miracles of Lourdes, or the miracles that happen in Lourdes, I think are ones that happen inside in our own hearts, through the interaction with each other, through the grace that comes from being together on pilgrimage, and also the grace of the place. And very often people speak about, in particular, about the peace down at the grotto at night time, where in a sense it's almost like a one-to-one encounter between themselves and the lady whom we sometimes irreverently call the lady on the shelf.
Now, as well as the pilgrims, of course, who go to Lourdes, there are a huge amount of young people who go there. Some they're not sick, but they go as helpers. And that's a marvellous interaction with the pilgrims, isn't it?
I think that's probably the strongest memory I have, is of the young people who seemed to have bonded straight away with those that they could only possibly know maybe a day or two, to see them driving around in the voitures, chatting with them, leaning down, talking with them, going into shops with them, helping them to choose gifts, or even just spending time at the picnics or sing songs with them. The interaction is absolutely fantastic. And the young people, they've boundless energy, which is wonderful to see, but also to, you know that they're doing it out of sense of wanting to be there. There's absolutely no force involved. And I know, in fact, that some schools have to limit the number of people who go because so many people, in fact, apply. I think it's a wonderful witness. It's a wonderful grace from Lourdes.
Now, if people want to get your CD, Pat, how can they get it?
The CD is available in all the Veritas outlets throughout the country, also down at the Knock Shrine bookshop, and for those in the centre of the city, in the Pro Cathedral shop itself. Its retail is €15, and the CD is dedicated to all the people who travel as helpers on the Lourdes pilgrimage.